Our next interview is going to be with the Hidden Source Half-Life 2.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I will definitely come on next time we have an update. I'd really love to be on again.
Okay, great.
Cool.
We have Jing and Guzdor and from Hidden Source, and you guys introduce yourself, tell us what you guys do for the mod, and hello.
Hi there, I'm Ging. I'm the project lead and lead coder, sadly, for Hidden Source. I'm the guy who organizes everyone, really, and gets in trouble when it all goes horribly wrong, like I released it on Friday.
Wait, what happened?
Well, we released and we had some bugs that may have been an issue, like crashing servers. It was fine, though.
Right, but that's how mods goes, right? You just pick it right back up, you're gonna release a patch relatively soon?
Yeah, we've already released a patch to fix it up somewhat, so it's far more stable now.
Cool. So, could you just explain, like, a brief synopsis of what the mod is, what it brings new to the modding community, and what you've contributed to the mod, besides coding, like, maybe a little bit more specific?
The mod's sort of is vaguely team-based, and it's a team of Marines against a single invisible guy with a knife and grenades. The invisible guy has strength and the ability to leap off walls and pick up bodies and generally fuck about with the Marines. And the Marines obviously have teamwork and firepower, which is good. Personally, I put forward ideas and general troublemaking for the rest of the team. It's a fun thing. I'll let Gus talk some more now, though.
I got a few questions. Because I happen to love Hidden Source. I think it's one of the greatest mods ever for Half-Life 2. It was very early on. What did you guys think about doing a really, really early release? It was one of the first mods.
Well, it was just sort of, we figured it was worth getting out there so people would tell us if they liked it or not. Otherwise, it just wasn't worth playing. It wasn't worth carrying on working on it. It was good in a way. It made people aware of who we were, and it let us know that it was worth carrying on with development, not wasting our time for 6-12 months of our lives.
See, the whole idea is, you're fighting this invisible person, but it's really hard to see this invisible person. You can see them faintly. Did you guys get any like flack from some like noobish gamers like telling you to increase the transparency of the hidden or anything like that?
You betcha. Regularly.
How do you guys respond to something like that?
All we can really say is it's all in the name of balance. Granted, we've had some technical issues where things like that are largely based on the hardware you're running in your system when it comes to the high-level shaders and stuff. But the refraction, you know, I mean, Boxy, one of the level designers, modelers, texturers, all-around art dude, spent, you know, hours tweaking that thing to get it working on as much hardware as he could, to get it looking the same and as much stuff as he could. So all we can say to these people is, we did it for balance, we think it looks good, we think it's cool.
I think that's really cool because I love the transparency of the hidden right now. I think it's the coolest thing, and I don't think you guys should ever change that. That's my 2 cents. But moving right along, about the simplicity of the mod. The mod is very simple, but yet the gameplay is pretty much incredible. As I said, hunting an invisible person. What did you guys think when you first released? Like, did you guys ever question the simplicity? Saying to yourself, like, oh, it kind of needs more features. The community won't take to this or anything like that.
Yeah, we did. It was a fairly major issue, actually, because we had a lot of people turn up after release just saying, where's the team play? What's going on? They didn't even fully underwear that it was an invisible guy, and that it was so simple. We've had lots of people ask for buying menus and basically make it into Counter-Strike, which we just didn't agree with very much.
Guzdor, you got anything to say?
We should confess that we already did extensive playtesting on a version that was made for the Half-Life 1 engine, which was never released. It was buggy as you like, and we'll probably never see the light of day ever. But we played that a lot and had a lot of fun, so we knew, although the gameplay was simple, that it worked. It was exhilarating. It's a lot of fun to play, and it provides laughs a lot. You know, it's that sort of prototyping that you need when it comes to games development. And of course, Ging says that we brought out the early beta just to let ourselves know that we weren't wasting time. And that's exactly what this very, very, very early Half-Life 1 build was for us. It let us know that the simple gameplay did actually work, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, so you guys did an early Half-Life 1 build? Do I understand that correctly?
It wasn't actually ours. The concept was out there, and one of the guys we knew was a pioneer of the thing, and you know, we loved it, and we gave him feedback on it, you know, helped out in development, and it was a lot of fun. We start developing on Source, and you know, it all runs on from there.
Very cool. I didn't know you guys had an early Half-Life 1 build. That's very cool. But so what kind of things do you have planned for the future of Hidden Source? Do you guys plan on just keeping it the same, or adding different types of gameplay or something like that?
Yeah, we do intend to add some extra game types and stuff, but for the time being, we just want to sort of lock it down and make it as solid as possible, nice and stable, so everyone can enjoy it and not worry about crashing and gameplay balance and the like. And then once we've done that for, you know, a month or so, or a couple of months, we'll go back to it and we'll think about what we want to add some more. It's all fairly up in the air in the future, really. It's whatever we want to add, we'll go in, basically.
Care to share any of the ideas you guys got floating around or anything?
Yeah, I mean, one of them is the idea of an escape sort of situation where the Iris team will spread out across a fairly large map, and they've got to get to a single point where a vehicle will come up and pick them up after a certain period of time. So it's sort of it gives them more of an objective to do, something actually to do rather than just hunting the invisible guy, and instead they become the hunted far more effectively because they've got to get to this point and survive for a certain period of time while this van arrives and picks them up.
I got another question. Who actually do either of you, neither of you map, do you, for the mod?
No, but we've got some really talented guys. We've got a nice guy, Eddie, who we stole from Epic. He's in the credits for numerous Epic games. So yeah, we've got some really talented guys who do the mapping. No.
Do you find they add a lot of environmental things so the Hidden can scare the crap out of everybody around them, or add like puddles and crazy stuff like that? Do they kind of have trouble?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I mean, as you can see in the current build, they've, I think this was Ed's idea, he put vents that spew forth steam that provides the same sort of blurry refraction that the Hidden actually does. So you get a lot of Marines running around corners seeing a steam vent and shooting blindly at it, you know, providing atmosphere. They're pretty good at that.
That's really important, I think, for this mod. Also, how do you guys feel how tight your community is? Do you feel that later down the line you're gonna have to release something to keep the mod active, or do you think this mod has a fairly stable momentum?
At the moment it's got a fairly stable momentum. I mean, obviously we want to keep releasing and building things up, but the community is fairly tight and we've got quite a lot of regulars who turn up on the forums and take part in games with us and stuff. So we ultimately do want to keep releasing a fairly regular period to keep people interested.
What about any clans? Have you ever even heard of a Hidden Source clan?
I think there is one in Australia. I'm not sure what they're called, but yeah, there is one. I don't know how they play, but there is one apparently.
Alrighty, well that's really all I got. Unless Chris or Blue has any more questions.
Yeah, if the player is invisible, why do you have a player model? Like, when do you actually get to see the Hidden?
The concept behind the Hidden is that he was genetically altered so that he's got the ability to, by concentrating or whatever, create a bioelectric field around his body, very close to his body, which bends light around him. And the idea is that when he's shot, when he dies, that ability switches off and all of a sudden he comes back into being. Currently it's quite hilarious to have your squad of marines spread out. You see the blur pounce across the map and all of a sudden the body appears and falls to the ground in front of you. It provides for some classic moments.
Cool. And when it comes to suspense, like when you're making the maps, do you make them... Like, how do you set it up? Is it one, the hidden is on one side, and then soldiers on the other, and there's a bunch of ducks and things that the hidden can hide in? Or is it a big open area, kind of, and he just kind of, like, ducks to the side? Basically, close encounters? Is it kind of like that?
We try to encourage more close encounters, just because the hidden's more visible at a distance. But yeah, the map is... put the hidden on a far corner from the marine spawn and allow a numerous different routes through, generally with vents and other sewer pipes and things to allow the hidden quicker access to get about the place without being in the line of fire, so he can set up ambushes and be surprising and generally scary.
And for, he gets a knife and some grenades, is the knife very powerful? Is it like one hit kill or is it just...
Yeah, it's got two methods of use. The first is just your normal slashing, which any person would do with a knife, and that takes, you know, three or four sort of attacks to put someone down. The secondary attack is what we refer to as a pig sticker. You know, the hidden will flip the knife over, grab it, and ram it into the body of a marine, causing him to explode with some pretty nice effects.
What do you guys have planned for the next release?
For the next release, we'll be looking into getting another game type in, hopefully, which may introduce another character class, possibly a different weapon, but we're not sure yet. So it's all up in the air at the moment. We're sort of in meetings and talking about it all the time at the moment to see what we want to do and how it's going to go from here.
Oh, come on, give us a little more info than that. Give us a little taste. What possibly might come?
One thing that's been thought about for a possible player class, some things. There is a possible explosives expert, which is a very, very sort of slight glint of an idea at the moment, because, you know, put players in charge of explosives and chaos happens. The other is sort of a medic for more drawn-out game types.
Okay, cool. Do you guys play it every day, or is it just pure, you know, you work on it so much you don't have time to play? What do you guys do?
I personally don't play it so often. I sort of sit in there and test it so often that I just get sick of it. But the rest of the team regularly found on servers all over the shop playing with together and with other people. They just love it as much as everyone else does.
I'm regularly found getting owned up and down the servers all over the internet, actually. It's disgraceful.
Well, okay. Well, I enjoy the mod, and that's the reason why I asked you to come on. But do you guys have anything exclusive, any other news you guys want to talk about before we let you go?
Well, I don't know, actually. I think we've pretty much told you all the ideas we've got for the future. So all we can say is really keep tabs on the website, because we've always got something interesting to say. I think every time we've posted some news, there's been something fairly interesting either on the horizon or sort of in your face on the media page. So yeah, keep tabs on the website.
All right, cool. I appreciate you guys coming on. I really do. And keep up the hard work.